Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Holy Trinity, one God. Amen. If you had come to the 9 o'clock service this morning, you might have been rather surprised to find that we worshipped in Millen Hall because there was no heat in this space. We're still catching up on it. But it turned out for the best because we were celebrating the 10th anniversary of our creche preschool, and it felt much more like a preschool chapel on a grand scale in that space. And we had several child-friendly songs with piano accompaniment, and the sequence hymn was "This Little Light of Mine." This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And that really is the theme for our Epiphany season. Epiphany is all about shining our light. We began back in Advent, at the beginning of Advent, as we lit one candle to militate against the encroaching darkness of winter. And then at Christmas, we heard John's great proclamation, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't overwhelm it, doesn't overcome it, doesn't even comprehend it." The small light of Advent, growing one candle at a time, grew into a light that was winning the battle. The birth of Jesus and our year after year determined and repeated celebration of that birth represents the victory of the light over the darkness, of love over hate, of life over death. And then Epiphany brings the wise men from afar who are drawn to that small but mighty light over Bethlehem, and who then return to their own country by a different way, spreading the light across the world as they go. Today, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, his commissioning for the vocation God has called him to do. The light of Christ's birth can withstand the darkness, but there's more to it than that. Jesus must take it further, like candles that are lit from one person to the next along a row of people. The light must be spread and shared and grown until the world is filled with light and the darkness is no more. And that's where baptism comes in. Baptism is a public statement. Jesus wades into the muddy river where his cousin John is baptizing crowds of repentant people. John is shocked to see Jesus there because he has grown up with knowledge of Jesus' special vocation and identity. "It's inappropriate for you to come here like this," John stammers. But Jesus insists. He must be baptized here, in public, in solidarity with all of these troubled and confused and burdened people. It's a sign, a beacon, shining out in the world. It's like a neon light that proclaims, "This is for everyone. God is for everyone. All are welcome. All are worthy. All are in need of salvation." And so the light spreads. In the weeks ahead, we will hear about how Jesus goes about spreading the light through his call to the disciples, through the teachings and miracles that he offers, and finally, in Holy Week, through his complete submission and self-sacrifice on the cross. But for now, it's baptism. At the River Jordan, Matthew tells us that Jesus alone sees the Holy Spirit alighting on him from heaven. It's a private moment of revelation. Many people who are baptized as adults know that private moment, and any of us who are ordained know that private moment of revelation. But everyone present hears the divine statement of love and approval. This is my Son, the Beloved. In him I am well pleased. And everyone hears that for a good reason, because it is for everyone to hear, to appropriate. This is my beloved child. It's for you and it's for me, for each of us. These are words that each of us longs to hear and needs to hear over and over again. Many of us heard it in childhood from our parents, many but not all. And even those of us who received unconditional love as children find that our confidence in it becomes cracked and damaged later in life. So God offers us these words to appropriate for ourselves at our baptism, and to carry with us always, like a candle we carry to ward off the darkness. Today we need that candle more than ever, as we grieve the appalling act of evil that was carried out in Arizona yesterday, when there is such violence, such meaningless violence in our world. We desperately need the faith that the light shines and the darkness will not overwhelm it. On a happier note, today, as I mentioned, we celebrate the 10th anniversary of our creche preschool. And I thought I would share a little bit of the story with you. It all began in 1998 with a vestry conversation about how might we use our facility more fully. It took tons of hard work and determination and cash and a lot more time than anyone could ever have anticipated. But in January 2001, the creche preschool opened its doors to the first 20 students. That little light, first illuminated in the prosaic setting of a vestry meeting, began to glow steadily and to spread. Since that January day, we have welcomed 375 children and their families. Today, the creche is an established part of our life here, and we can't really imagine life without it, especially those of us who spend some time Monday to Friday in the office area and the classroom area. And all of those families, as well as the hard-working staff, experience the light and warmth of God's love mediated through our parish life. In those 10 years, we have together celebrated milestones and mourned tragedies. We have shone the light through crises, children gravely injured, faculty illnesses, the horror of 9/11, and the sad loss of our beloved Dick Peters, who was so instrumental in getting the creche started. We've embraced families from all faith backgrounds and from none, offering pastoral care and community resources to Christians and non-Christians alike. We've made important connections, lasting connections, with the St. Francis Basic School in Juba through our change drive in Lent and through the gifts that we can send when somebody is going there. All of this is how we shine our light in our little world here. In our weekly chapel services, my hope is not to manufacture new Episcopalians, but to lay a foundation of security and confidence in the children, that each child knows the light and warmth of God's love, knows that this sacred space is here for them, and that a great story is unfolding around them, a story of creation, redemption, and eternal life as told in Scripture, a story that they can make their own. Each child carries a little spark of the light of Christ, as each of us adults does too. As we develop and form in our faith and strengthen our community, the sparks merge and grow into a light that lights the world around us. We carry that light wherever we go. God is well pleased. It all begins with baptism. And so on this baptismal feast day, the baptism of Christ, We remember and we recommit to the promises we made when that spark was lit in each of us at baptism. So please take your prayer book, turn to page 292, and stand as we renew our baptismal covenant.